Just to conclude this segment of news, with a story from The Independent and other newspapers this week, Microsoft has announced an emergency update to Windows 10. You might have received it this week, I have, in order to patch a serious vulnerability in the operating system. I can hear cries of maybe not again. The print nightmare flaw, also identified as CVE-2021-34527, affects all Windows of versions, versions of Windows, even. The man who knows about these things, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here. Fevzi, thank you for doing this on a Sunday night. Talk to me about this flaw, then, this vulnerability. I mean, it's not the first time there's been one of these in Windows 10.
By the way, I think you had it right when you said Windows of versions. I think that's probably the right way around.
Well, you know, you always know when you get a sudden update that there must be something wrong.
Well, badly wrong, because they've even Microsoft have even issued a patch, a correction for Windows 7, which is famously not being supported anymore, but it's so important. Well, so let me explain. So as you mentioned, it's a bug in all versions of Windows called Print Nightmare. It's a bug that affects a part of Windows which is called the Windows Print Spooler, which is the bit that sends printed documents out from the computer to the printer and manages the queue of documents and so forth. And it's presumably it's fairly common code to all the different versions, but why it's affecting so many versions. And it allows hackers to effectively remotely control someone's computer, to take control of it, to set up new users and give them full rights to do whatever they want on the computer. So it's a very serious fundamental bug. Now, the good news is that Microsoft have issued a fix for many versions of Windows, including Windows 7, but interestingly, not one of the older versions of Windows 10, because although we call it Windows 10, you know, it's been through various incarnations, version numbers. The bad news is that even the fix can be circumvented by hackers.
So what are Microsoft going to do about that?
Well, they said they're investigating, because obviously they issued a fix. They haven't even issued it to all versions. I think there's still a few versions of Windows that they haven't issued the fix to. But even so, you've got Windows 10 version 1607, Windows Server version 2016, and Windows Server version 2012. So those have not been patched, but even the ones that have been patched, the patch is faulty, effectively incomplete, to say the least. And it's already been shown by researchers that there are ways around the patch. They were obviously in such a rush to get it out, they didn't contemplate everything. It's not
Well, of course, we don't know that, but we can imagine there was a certain, as Ringo Starr said in a famous film, there was a certain amount of hurry up involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, credit to Microsoft for patching older versions of Windows that are not supported, but it's a shame that the patch itself is deficient.
Well, indeed, and this is a bit of a worry. I'm guessing this is something that if you have antivirus, that's not going to help you.
Antivirus is always a good thing, but the problem with these sorts of weaknesses is that you can cause the computer to crash, and then when it comes back up again, when it reboots or reloads itself, then they've got the ability to insert code, and often that's before an antivirus or an anti-spyware program is active. You know, when you boot up a computer, it goes through various stages of loading up components one after the other, and sometimes there is an opportunity to sneak in code, malware, before the antivirus kicks in. So even if it were going to catch it, it might not be active at the moment that it's being attacked.
Now, there's a history with the spooler, isn't there? Because a previous update paralyzed a lot of people's ability to print, including mine, and they had to put out, this is about a year or so ago, you and I talked about it on a couple of radio stations, yeah. I seem to remember, maybe 18 months or so ago, and an update helpfully completely paralyzed many, many users of Windows 10's ability to print, and they had to put out a fix for that, or indeed many of us just had to roll back to the previous version without the update and then wait for them to try and fix it, which eventually they did.
Yeah, so it's a complicated matter. I mean, Windows is very arcane. There's parts of the code that are very old that go back many, many versions. You know, when you get, like, for example, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Windows 11 coming along now, and you think, great, all whiz bang brand new, but the code base, the fundamental underlying code, is based on the same code, and that's why you get bugs in, for example, the Windows print spooler just sort of flowing through the different versions, because it's old code. You know, some of it might be over a decade old. And so Windows is extremely complicated. It's written by human beings. Code is not mathematically provably correct, and therefore there are errors in it. They do say that Windows 11 will be more secure. And one of the ways they're achieving that, by the way, is making sure that some chips, some processors, even, you know, a little over 3 or 4 years old, won't work with Windows 11. So then you're going to have a situation, unless Microsoft change their mind, and I hope they will, where huge swathes of Windows 10 and earlier users won't be able to use Windows 11. And then eventually Microsoft will withdraw support from Windows 10. And then you'll have all these people who are stuck in no man's land because they can't get patches and fixes for Windows 10 and they can't get to Windows 11. So short of being forced to buy a new computer, they're going to be a bit stuck.
And what about people who had, and there are still some, Windows 8?
Yeah, but there's, so there's...
The ill-fated Windows 8.
Windows, it's funny, it goes to sort of alternate because it's like Vista, it was sort of a bit duff, and then Windows 7 was great, and then you had, Windows 8, which was an 8 and 8.1, which wasn't good, and then Windows 10, which was much better, save for the fact that it's effectively spyware, but, in terms of its operating system function, it's a pretty good operating system. So it's kind of like they take it in almost alternate versions. So I suppose Windows 11 may be a bit messed up, but Windows 11 has kind of become very political because Microsoft were unclear, let's be generous and say they were unclear about what appears to be the fact that huge swathes of Windows users won't be able to upgrade without buying a new machine.
That is astonishing, really, isn't it? I think they're going to have to put out some kind of major statement then, aren't they, about where we actually stand vis-a-vis.
Yeah, they do put out statements, but then they get contradicted. I think what will happen is they will somewhat loosen the requirements for hardware requirements for Windows 11, but it is pretty arbitrary. You know, there are processors that are going to be compatible, and the generation before them, which are almost identical processors and quite capable of running Windows 11, that won't be allowed to. And the interesting thing is the last few versions of Windows, they have made it easier to run. You know, it's been more generous with the hardware requirements. In fact, older hardware has been allowed to run newer versions of Windows. But this is a reverse of that trend, it would seem, at the moment, and that only relatively recent machines, it's quite complicated and a bit fluid, but maybe machines, made in the last 3 or 4 years will be able to run it, but quite a lot of machines older than that will not.
Oh, boy. One quick thing I wanted to ask you on behalf of myself and other people, okay, who've told me that they too have been affected by this. You know, it's not just Windows systems that are affected by updates that sometimes give them problems. Sometimes Android updates do the same, updates to your phone. Yeah. Now, as you may know, I may have told you, I have two cheap Android phones. They are my mainstay. And yeah, I never buy the expensive ones. These are great phones. They're both, I can say this because they are great phones. They're both Samsung. And, I've loved them and they've seen me through lockdown and everything. I don't know what I would do without them. One of them received an update about a month ago. The new version of Android, mm-hmm, which I duly installed because you have to, and that's the safe thing to do. Mm. Ever since I've had this thing, and I bet you've heard about this because I've read about it on some forums, but I can't find any fixes for it. And other people have had this problem. I get dialogue boxes saying IMS messaging has stopped working and the whole system is slower. Do you know what might have happened for my benefit and for other people's benefit?
Yeah, essentially that Google have balked it. You know, they've put out an update that will work on a wide range of Android handsets, but not all of them. And bear in mind also that Android is unusual because when you get Windows, it comes straight from Microsoft and it runs on your computer and that's that. When you get Android, unless you're running what's called stock Android, which is usually on a Google Pixel branded phone, you are getting a version of the Google operating system created by Samsung or whoever the manufacturer of the phone is. So they put their own code into it as well to try and differentiate their version of Android from other people's version of Android. It's the same version, but they put in code to differentiate it. So somewhere along the line, either from Google or from Samsung, for example, there is an error in the code, and it may not cause a problem with all phones. It may be a combination of, you know, a particular phone or particular settings on the phone or particular hardware within the phone combined with the new operating system. That's one of the problems. That's one of the advantages that Apple have, because iOS...
So they control everything.
Yeah, iOS and iPadOS only run on Apple devices, so they control everything. Whereas with Android, you've got this plethora of manufacturers, and it's more difficult for Google to produce a version of the operating system that will run rock solid, so reliably on.
It's hard to do one size fits all. Is my and other people who've had this problem, is the only answer to this then to find out how to take the phone back to its raw state and start again?
Yeah. So you either go back or you wait for an update.
Boy, I mean, it's weird how it's absolutely slowed the phone down. Thank you for that, Fevzi. If people want to ask you tech questions, I know that you are open 24/7, 365.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't sleep. not after the penalties, I won't. Twitter at Gadget Detective. You can come and say hello there, and I'll do my best to help you. If you just post a question there, I'll do my best.
Thank you, Fevzi, very much. Fevzi Turkalp is the Gadget Detective. He's also a good egg.